Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Okay, hey, let's get into this misery index. I just did a whiteboard video that included this chart, and I think it's incredibly profound. I wanted to share it with you right now. I think it'll really open up your eyes and give you some more food for thought as to whether we are going to go into, let's just say, a recession, maybe even an economic depression. And pretty much every single market that I see is screaming that we're going into an economic slowdown. These markets, like the bond market, the oil market, the gold market, the dollar, much, much smarter than I am. So I'm not saying that George Gammon is predicting this stuff. I am saying that the markets are definitely predicting an economic slowdown. Again, recession, depression. Who knows? And is it going to be inflationary, disinflationary, deflationary? But I think this misery index sheds a lot of light on why there is so much, well, in addition to everything else from an economic standpoint, I think it sheds a lot of light on why we're seeing so much civil unrest and why the administration's numbers, as far as their approval rating, is so low. Get right into this chart. I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's the misery index. And for those of you who don't know, this is just pretty much simply the CPI plus the unemployment rate as stated by the government, both these numbers. And of course, they understate both. But for the sake of this example, we'll just assume these numbers are accurate. So this chart goes back to 48, which I find very interesting because, as most of you know, in 1947, inflation in the United States, as measured by the CPI, got up 19.5%. And then we had deflation in between 47 and 50 of about 3%. Then we had another wave of inflation going into the Korean War. So we had a wave of inflation at, just after World War II, another wave, 47, and then we had another wave. Or maybe during the World War. I don't have the chart in front of me. But regardless, at the beginning, middle stages of the 40s, we had an inflation wave. And then 47, it really spiked 19.5%. Then another wave where this misery index climbs to over 10%. Now, we fast forward to the 1970s, and this is when it got really bad. 75, almost at 20%. So this would be the unemployment rate plus CPI. 1980 got to almost 22%. 22%. My goodness gracious. Now, what's interesting is if you go back to the 1930s, obviously we don't have a chart going back there as far as the misery index, as far as I know, but it's pretty easy to figure out what it would have been if we did have the misery index in the 1930s during the Great Depression. And it would have been right about the same as we saw in the 1970s. Why? Because the unemployment rate was, let's call it 25% or so throughout, you know, it ranged, obviously, but that's kind of the main parts of the Great Depression or the worst parts. I think unemployment got up to about 25% in the United States. But to the consumer's benefit, we actually had deflation. So the misery index would have been 25% plus, call it a minus 2, minus 3. So that puts us at about 22, 23%, which is right in line with what we saw during the 1970s. So my point here is I think we need to think about why an economic depression is bad. Like, why is it bad? And most people would initially say, well, because the unemployment rate is high. Okay, but what does that actually mean? Let's unpack that. Let's dive a little deeper here. It's not just that you have a job or you don't have a job. It's your purchasing power declines significantly. Because what we do in the U.S. and other places, I'm sure, around the world, is we associate a job with being able to pay the rent, being able to put food on the table, being able to put gas in your car. So we kind of see those things as one and the same, that if you have a job, well, then you can afford to do X, Y, and Z. And if you don't have a job, then you can't afford to do X, Y, and Z. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. But I think we're going into a time now in 2022, maybe into 2023, where, okay, great, you got a job, but you still can't afford to put food on the table. You still can't afford rent. You still can't afford to put gas in your car. So it's as if you didn't have a job, right? So who cares if the unemployment rate is 3.6% if the net result is pretty much the exact same as if we'd have a 25% unemployment rate like we saw in the 1930s. I also want to point out that the unemployment rate was measured much different in the 1930s. As an example, a lot of the rates of unemployment or the measurements excluded government workers because they figured that they weren't producing anything. They weren't producing any economic activity. Therefore, they had to be omitted from the net number. Think about if we did that today. What would the unemployment rate be? 40%, 30%. I mean, it would be way north of 25. That's for sure. If we just excluded all government workers. So regardless, trying to do as much of an apples to apples comparison, I think if you look at the impact asset prices have on purchasing power for the average American or Americans in aggregate total, we've had a 20% decline in the S&P 500 since November of 2021. You guys know what's happened to crypto, down from $3 trillion to what, $800 billion in market cap. We could see housing go down as well. Now, this might not be as, or this may have not been as big a deal back in the 1970s and the 1930s. That's why the misery index exclusively focuses on the unemployment level. But I think we should have a new misery index. And this is what I suggest in today's whiteboard video, that it should include inflation. It should include the unemployment rate, but it should also include the rate of decline or the percentage decline in assets. Because today, I believe that affects purchasing power, maybe in aggregate total to a greater degree than income. I mean, as shocking as that sounds. So this chart is a little old. I just did the quick math. And right now we're at about 12.7%. That's just a 9.1 CPI with a 3.6 unemployment rate. But if unemployment rate is simply a measure of purchasing power, and if we add the decline in asset prices, like I'm suggesting, is it a stretch to say that the misery index could be right now at about 20% or pretty much the same level it was during the 1970s? And if it is, then we can say that the misery index today is very similar to what it was in the 1930s. Because if the 70s were similar to the 30s and today is similar to the 70s, then today is similar to the 30s. It's just in different ways. And we tend to think of the 1930s as so much worse because it was deflationary. Well, I don't know that it was. I mean, does the average Joe care whether we're in disinflation or inflation or deflation? No, they don't care. The only thing they care about and what really matters is their purchasing power and their standard of living. So if their standard of living goes down by X, regardless of what you want to call it, does it matter? Absolutely not. And whether X is a result of inflation, disinflation, or deflation, who cares? So I think why I wanted to use this chart in today's whiteboard and why I wanted to share it with you guys today is so we all start thinking about what is happening to the standard of living in the United States right now, even though the unemployment rate may be low, even though incomes may be rising. They're not rising at the same level of inflation. Therefore, real wages are declining. So regardless of what you hear on CNBC or Bloomberg or from the administration or from Janet Yellen or Jerome Powell saying the economy is booming, it's on fire, not according to the misery index, because according to the misery index with the George Gamon adjustment, I think that we are at the same levels or could be approaching the same levels we were in the 70s and potentially even in the 1930s. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.